We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, and we'll do that at 8:34, excuse me. Attendance by observation, Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Teeman, Dorn, and Jurgens. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
I'm glad to.
Second by Adam, motion by Dorn, second by Adams. Very relaxed second there. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. Six in favor, motion carries.
Terry?
Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting?
So moved.
Moved by Adams, second by Dorn, to approve the meeting minutes of the previous meeting. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Ms. Milligan, anything for us for equalization?
Not today.
Can you give us a status update on what you see this year looking like as far as continuing the reappraisal process throughout the rural county and also the city of Beatrice?
Like what information did, whether they're going to...
Speed, when you think things will be done, are there any milestones you're hitting or think you will be hitting?
Well, the thing that we're looking at now, so September 30th will end all the sales files of what we've got to make sure that we get to the median level of value like in Beatrice. So September 30th will be the cutoff for our sales for the residential. And then we'll start working on, well, ag land and commercial also. We'll start looking on those statistics to see where they're at. The median level of value will have to be at the right amount, 92 to 100 on commercial residential, and it'll have to be between 69 and 75 on rural. So those are the things that we'll be studying. As far as the guys out in the field, you know, they're out there looking at Beatrice right now. The south end of the county, the rural area, and like the homes and the acreages will all be looked at. So that's where we're at right now. Those guys are out, you know. There is an attorney general's opinion that they're looking over. I don't know if you've seen all that. Roger, I don't, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Being careful on going on properties and so forth, watching out for trespassing signs. We were at that Southeast District meeting last week in Mahoney, and they'll be looking to see what, I guess they're talking from the attorney's opinions of what we can do, whether we can, you know. A lot of county attorneys, I guess, have suggested not to go and, like, stay on the sidewalk or stay in the street. So we'll see where that's going to go. They're talking.
And I think they just wanted to develop some consistency across the state because that was part of the argument. And they're going to get that resolved through an AG opinion, or they would anticipate some legislation being proposed so it's the same in all 93 counties.
Right. So basically, if there's no trespassing signs, we won't go.
That's a good idea.
Near anything as far as that goes. So we'll have to try to contact the owner. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
Probably a safer approach. All right, if there's nothing else, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:38.